0 TR Mobile.
10-4 ZLK Mobile.
Good morning, Gene. I was listening to you last night talking to that gentleman from the airport, and I just did not want to interrupt. And then by the time I did, you was gone and Patrick told me. How's your day going?
Spend any time, you know that. But I'm the same way. If a conversation's going on between a couple parties, then I don't really have much to add to it. I tend to just listen and enjoy it. Hope you were enjoying it. Sometimes I feel like I might be pretty boring. But anyway, but day's going great. And I was listening to you and Jamie a little bit ago swapping service stories. I always enjoy that.
I did. I always enjoy the conversations at time. I had a great conversation with before DJW this morning. Sometimes we agree on things and sometimes we don't, but the best thing you can do is listen, 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 they say.
Well, I enjoy everybody on here, and I'm sure the way life is, we don't always agree on everything, but that doesn't mean we can't be good friends and enjoy our hobby, and I can learn from everybody, so I have learned from everybody. I enjoy this hobby.
I was just going to tell you there was a station on last night, but it kind of faded out during your conversation. 15 meters, a little earlier in the evening usually, around the Great Line. And you know me, I don't do a lot of sideband, but I thought, well, nothing else here. I'll just listen up there to this Marquesas Islands. And I'm never sure if I got all the band fillers. I just don't. I don't go into that kind of thing, you know. But if they're on a different band, a lot of times I think, well, I don't have him there. Probably. I don't even know how to look at that. So I worked this guy on 15 meter sideband last night there, and I just wanted to see if it was possible because he was very, very extremely light, you know. But they'll be out there quite a while. I think it's a bunch of French guys from their amateur radio club. And I don't know if that's a new country or not. I worked Jarvis Island the other day, only to find out that it's not really a country. But I don't care. It was fun.
I actually sat down last night and was looking at, well, I was listening around and really didn't hear a lot on 20. There was a little bit going on 40, and then that contest started and it got real busy. But I did see that Marquesas Island was on, and I tried to tune them in on the CW portions on a couple of different bands, and I couldn't hear anything. So, but I was going to try if I could. I know you had mentioned them. I'll try to work them. I didn't check sideband. I just tried that. Then I got distracted. I was listening to the net and heard Duncan check in, and I've spoken with Duncan on CW on 40 meters 3 or 4 times. In fact, I met him there before I heard him call the net. So then I was looking at his QRZ page, and he's got a couple links on there, and I went to his YouTube channel and looking at a radio he was using that he did a photo activation, and I kind of spent some time there, but I enjoyed it anyway.
That's the best part of the hobby, just doing that. Renice is the listener. She's better than I am. She's so very quiet, but you know what? No one likes to track. I'll admit it. And she does. She listens very, very well. And one of my grandsons is that way. He's as different as night and day as the older one. But he can be sitting there playing video games, listening to YouTubes on more technical things. I can never do that. I have to have quiet, and I can only concentrate on the one thing. And my daughter, Amy, who's very outspoken like her dad, says, Dad, men just don't multitask well.
Well, I can attest to that. Beth is marvelous at having a bunch of things going on at once and keeping track of all of them. And if I've got a project at home, and it took me a while to figure this out, but we would she said, I said, I need to go to Lowe's, you know, or whatever. I need to get some things. And she'll say, I'll come with you. And then while we're in the store, she'll say, do you want to get this while we're here, or do you want to look at such and such? And I would end up starting to get a little frustrated, just feeling overwhelmed, like, what's wrong with me? And I figured out I would rather make multiple trips and work on one thing at a time than try to plan ahead, because I know what's waiting on me when I get home. I got a project I'm trying to finish, and the more time I'm spending here looking at future projects, the more time it's going to take me to get the other thing done. And I would just rather get the one job done, and then let's talk about the next one. That's just how I'm wired. And now that I know that, I can handle it a lot easier.
This is General TR. I agree with you implicitly. I know when Amy was in college, I'd get up to go to the restroom or something at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd walk by her room going to the kitchen, and I'd peek in there because I could hear the television going, and she'd be leaned over a book with our there beside of her asleep, and she still does that to this day. She can be working and have a movie playing on her telephone at the same time. And believe you me, what she does is extremely highly technical. But, well, that's funny. There goes a woman into the cancer center, and she's smoking one of those vape things. I don't understand that. But I just never could do those two things at once. I'd go to a room and I'd want quiet, and the stereos would go down when the kids were teenagers.
Okay, yeah, I understand that too. I can have a ham radio on in the background, like the net or something, and look at other stuff, but I can't have two radios going at the same time. If I'm trying to work a Morse code contact, I have to turn the 2 meter down, or you know, it's just weird. I guess because I've had a 2 meter radio usually on in the background for so long, and I can get it in and out. But anyway, it's just one of those things. We're all different, and we need to figure out what works best for us.
The same way, and that's why I miss getting in on the net at times. I'm pulling up in here real near this building, so I may lose your scene for a minute while I pick Bernie's up. Send her to you.
Couple more. I'm not far from my next place, but I hope everything's on, maybe.
Okay, yeah, because I was waiting to see if he's coming back in there. Good last of the morning here, almost afternoon. Day.
Or what they used to be, minus the post offices, but I already picked up two full trailers from one of my pickups. I did that before I even got started, so. Yeah, pickups are a little bit heavy, but I'll be fine.
Hopefully they get that post office thing figured out or something anyway.
This morning, they put up a list. They call it a bid list. It's for people to sign to go full-time driving. They're looking for, right at this moment, they're looking for 11 new drivers. So it looks like the post office thing is not going to come back. And they're... I don't think 11's enough, but that's a big difference right now.
11 new drivers somewhere else.
A bit higher. Part-timers get a chance first. You guys that have been there loading the docks, if they're qualified, you know, if they have a good, clean driving record and want to do it, they sign the list. It's all by seniority.
I didn't know how that worked. That's why I'm just curious.
You have to start out inside part-time, you know. They used to hire one for every three, I think it was. They'd hire three from the inside. They could hire one off the street, but I don't know if they do that anymore. But, yeah, they're wanting to add at least 11 more drivers to cover some of the volume that we can't handle right now.
Hopefully they find it. I find it's hard to find people with a clean driving record, or much less a driver's license.
No, I guess it's getting harder that way, but It's 11 new routes. I think they need at least 15. But what do I know? Only 34 years.
4ZLK and 0TR.
Good in here, too.
Sorry, I had turned my volume down. Good morning, Patrick. Well, Bernice just called me. I thought she said, come pick her up. And I was sitting there, and she called me back, and she says, no, it's going to take 45 more minutes to get her iron infusion. So I'm going to shut down and go inside and sit with her while she gets that here at the cancer center. And I'm just thankful that it's just iron. Anyways, go ahead, Patrick, and I'll be clear with you guys as final. This is N0TR.
Tell Bernice we said hello. And Shane, I'm going to clear out of here because I'm getting ready to decimate also KO4HK. Speak up, Fletcher.
Tell Miss Bernice hello as well for me, and I hope everything goes well. And good timing, because I'm pulling up. 7-3, guys, N4ZLK.
Patrick, N0TR.